Well, thoughts from the front porch continue. 40 years ago, the moon landings, July 1969. And I know there are some people out there who believe it was all faked, which is really interesting. The conspiracy theory thing always makes for a good book or a good TV documentary. And in the case of the moon landing, a very good movie. And I would like to believe that it was a conspiracy theory, because it would have been planet Earth's greatest con. And I think it would be fun to believe that. But of course, I want to believe more that man did land on the moon for all the right reasons. And of course, that's what I believe. And I think some doubters who have watched some of the documentary footage that has been shown in the Western world in the last weeks will now be convinced that it actually did happen. And what really amazes me about the moon landings is, yes, the rockets and the modules and getting onto the surface of the moon. But when you think that the BBC have trouble getting a live line a couple of miles away from Broadcasting House when someone's in the heart of London for children in need, or not just the BBC, any TV company can still have troubles getting a live satellite feed for a live news broadcast. They had cameras and recording equipment and live lines, and Neil Armstrong was hooked up to President Nixon for a live conversation. It was just an amazing feat of broadcasting. And being interested in broadcasting, to me, that is more fascinating than actually man landing on the moon. And I know what the bigger deal was. I know that actually those guys walking around, what, 38 years old Neil Armstrong getting onto the moon and saying it was one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind, I know that was the big deal. But the fact that it was broadcast live around the world makes it even more wonderful. And watching this new, cleaned up, digitally remastered footage is just fascinating. The flag, of course, had a metal frame inside it because there was no wind on the moon. But just to see that American flag flying on the moon, as an English guy, makes me proud that our greatest allies did it. Two out of three Americans watched the landing on the moon on CBS News. And I think, well, billions of people watched it live or recorded. I remember as kids, we were encouraged in the summer holidays to get around the TV to watch it. And I can remember even clearer than that, watching it in December when the BBC repeated all of their news footage of the moon landings. And of course, NASA have wiped a lot of the videotape, and the BBC too wiped their videotape. Videotape in those days was so expensive. They wiped it thinking that they could always get a moon landing copy from somewhere, and they can. But it would have been interesting to see the British footage, the BBC news coverage, the ITN news coverage. I do believe there's a little bit of the ITN news coverage left. But those guys, 2 hours of exploring the moon surface, just walking around for 2 hours. And the good news for NASA is that they plan to put a man back on the moon in 2020. So it's not all over for the space program. And let's just read the Colour magazine supplements that come out in the next few weeks and enjoy those documentaries, and thinking that Kennedy said at the beginning of the decade, by 1970, we want to put a man on the moon. And they did it. And now we just think, well, they flew a man to the moon. But you imagine in those days, putting a man on the moon and broadcasting it around the world. Absolutely fascinating. God bless America.